It's Wednesday night. Welcome to the store.
This is Studio Store Parks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store.
I sure hope the intro played that time. Otherwise, it just looks like we're sitting here doing nothing.
I don't understand what the...
Welcome to the store. I don't know. It's weird. Sometimes the software we use acts a little possessed, but that's all right. We're here. We're here with you tonight. We're here with you at the video store. Video store clerks, all movies, all the time. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I'm Dave.
I'm Jet.
I'm Chuck.
And tonight, it's a very special episode. It's that special time of the year. It's upon us, Friday the 13th. So tonight, we felt it especially important to talk about our favorite slasher, Jason Voorhees, and our favorite Friday the 13th movies. Oh, Justin's here with us. Say hi, JB.
JB.
What up, Justin?
So we decided that we will, each of your clerks tonight will pick two or three of our favorites and talk about them for a little bit. I'm interested to hear the combinations, but first, actually, Justin, I'm glad you're here. But first, we're going to do a little special opening. We got the comic book. And we're going to open for you live here tonight at the store.
What comic book is this?
What comic book, Dave?
Tales of Shock and Terror.
He's having issues.
I'm having issues.
Yeah, this is Tales of Shock and Terror. The other podcast I do, Tell Us in the Podcast, Last 2G1C with old JB. And I got mine in yesterday as well. And they're out to be bought now. You can buy them. Look at this shit.
Hell yeah.
Look at this shit.
Oh, look at that. They come with cardboard backings and everything.
Oh, yeah, man. Fucking JB kicks some ass with that shit.
And signed.
Yeah. Yep.
Money. Yeah, make sure they don't glare with that light.
Yeah, there's my cover. What you're holding there, Dave, is the alternate cover of the comic book in question. That one is the cover of my story. That one is Weather the Storm, which is Ron Perez, and JB's is Mask, which is right there. It's all the same book, but it's just different covers. We did something we did with the Kickstarter and all that stuff. And yeah, super, super excited. I've actually got mine sitting here too. And it's pretty fucking cool. Pretty fucking cool, man.
Look,
super proud of it. Do what?
Plastic, cardboard backings, and everything.
Yeah, man.
Deal, guys.
Professionals.
Yeah. Trying to be as much as possible.
Hell yeah.
Get yours now while they're hot. I'm sure just message Chuck. Or message Justin Bustle on
Tell Us in the Podcast /2G1C. If you haven't gone to that, why don't you go ahead and Facebook like that shit and then check us out on YouTube and Spotify and all that fun stuff. But yeah, hit us up on Facebook. That's usually the podcast.com. You can go there and buy all kinds of fun stuff.
JB's so. Throwing up some links.
There we go. Yeah, he's always there to make sure that he always makes sure he brings in the things I fucking forget about.
What is
there
that?
There we go. What?
I don't know. He put a bunch of little things up.
Are those hearts? I can't tell. Little bloody hearts. We'll just say that.
Yay.
Hell yeah. But yeah, that's our comic. Oh yeah! Thanks for doing the unboxing of yours on the show tonight.
Had to unveil on the show.
Yeah, man, definitely appreciate the support. So we can get some more done.
Right.
And now tonight's episode in the store again is Friday the 13th. We each picked a couple of our favorites. I guess this whole thing was my horrible idea. I'll start. I went with 4, 8, and 10.
With what? 4, 8, and 10?
4, 8, and 10. Final chapter, Takes Manhattan, and Jason X.
Well, I was going to say, I was gonna say maybe we should go around where it's like you say one and then Chad says one and then I say one and we go around that way.
Sure.
So what would be your first pick? Part after eight. Part eight. Okay.
Part eight, special place for me. Special place of my heart. That's the first one I went to go see at the movies. My dad took me, and I'll never forget there was only one other person in the theater.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool, though. Yeah. I fucking...
And we went back and watched it today and got kind of depressed. Because watching it as an adult, you kind of pick things out that you never noticed before. Like,
yeah,
why did he park the boat there? Why is Jason such a good swimmer all of a sudden?
Yeah, he, like, loves the water in this one. Like, it's fucked up.
The part eight is actually the one with the Olympic Jason. He actually the Jason we don't know is the
Jason film.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's actually what it is. They didn't tell you that, but we all kind of figured that's what it was. Yeah, that's an interesting one. Well,
water, like, and we did, like, we were sitting there watching it, right? And then, like, he kills the first two people on the boat. And then next thing you know, he's climbing back out the water to go in another fucking boat. So, like, in my mind, like, I picture him killing these fucking fools and then doing a cannonball off the fucking boat and then just swimming around for, like, a couple hours.
See, that would have been interesting, added scene there.
Right.
But, you know, it's funny, though, it's not only is he getting a second boat, but it's a huge fucking boat.
It is
like, how exactly does Crystal Lake and this big boat, I mean, call me crazy.
Because
lakes
don't fucking really run into anything.
Yeah, exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
They're man-made.
Yeah, and this was also the first time where Jason could teleport.
Yeah.
Well, and
where he
reason had some sort of psychic projection. There were all the scenes with the main girl that kept seeing Jason as a kid. And
yeah, we couldn't
figure out why, because it made no sense. She didn't know the story of Jason Voorhees and how he drowned and all this. So, and how did he develop that power anyway?
Right.
So this made us decide to search the internet, because we had to get to the bottom of this, because it looked like one of those movies that probably went through a couple directors, probably went through a couple scripts.
And that's what I said after doing the RoboCop thing and seeing what the fuck Part 3 went through.
Yeah.
I was like, there's got to be more involved. Like, so I was Wikipedia, like, here we come. Yeah.
I bet this is the same deal as RoboCop 3, and sure enough, it was. As it turned out, the director of Part 7 wanted to do a follow-up with Jason versus Tina.
Yeah.
It would have been Tina escaping from the asylum, and they have a big showdown at the end. It turned out the lovely young lady that played Tina, Larpart Lincoln, I believe her name was.
Yeah.
Her and her husband actually wrote a script.
Mm-hmm.
So then they, for some reason, abandoned that whole thing, however many scripts that was between the three of them, and went with an unknown that had never made a movie before. He was actually a former employee at Universal Studios.
Perfect choice.
Yeah, right.
And he had a couple of ideas, and it turns out that the whole thing on the boat and the thing in New York City were two completely separate ideas that they meshed together. And there was supposed to be, and I'm going to share this with the world because this blew my mind. There was going to be a tremendous scene on the Brooklyn Bridge, which is probably where it was either going to end there, or there was supposed to be a big fight on the top of the Statue of Liberty, in which Jason fell off the Statue of Liberty in the end. And which explains the whole setup at the beginning. Remember when the guy gives the girl the necklace?
Yeah.
And remarks that we should go on a tour of the statue. It's X about 22 floors or whatever it was. Even describes it. And there was also another setup for it later when he finds a necklace on the ground after she got abducted by the two guys.
It would have made more sense.
Yeah. So we got a couple setups and no payoff. That explains that one. But there was supposed to be another scene on the Brooklyn Bridge, a boxing match in Madison Square Garden. Now, you might remember the fight with him and the boxer on the rooftop.
Yeah,
that was probably supposed to be actually inside Madison Square Garden.
Julius.
Jason would have went through all kinds of department stores. He would have went through Times Square more. He would have gone to a Broadway play, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, this would have took the film way over budget, because I'm sure it's really expensive to shoot.
But it sounds way better.
But it would have been amazing.
Jason walks. Okay, wait, here's the scene. Jason walks into a Broadway theater. Okay, there's a play going on, and he's first woman he's wanting to kill. But then this woman gets on stage, and she's singing this beautiful anthem. And he looks over, and he sees all these people, and he raises, and he wants to kill, and he stops and thinks about it. And hears these beautiful words coming from this woman's mouth, and he sits down and just relaxes and enjoys it, and realizes that maybe killing isn't the answer. Then he realizes when it's over, it's
just like that moment. Maria playing dies. In the background, and he just starts to get like a tear.
Yeah,
a whole different direction after that.
Yeah, part eight was it's for me. I've always enjoyed it a lot, just because it is so over the top with some stuff. Like we said, a lot of things don't make fucking sense in it, but it's fun, and it's got special memories too. There's certain movies from this franchise that there's certain reasons why certain ones in particular, like, have more meaning than some of the other. And this is one of those.
It's funny because, like, we both went in there, like, saying how we both was going to put that on our list for one of our favorites, right? So then, like, we turn it on, and, like, literally from the jump, I start picking this shit apart. And then Dave looks at me, and he's like, what the fuck? This don't make no sense. He's like, maybe we're going to change our picks. And then so we read all this bullshit about it, and then we start, like, watching it more into the movie. And we realize, you know, like, if they had went that way, it would have made fucking sense. Like, how she kept seeing fucking, like, Jason as a little boy and shit.
That probably had something to do with Tina. That might have been, like, parts of the Tina script that leaked in. Why?
That makes sense.
I don't know.
Right, because, like we said, like, they started doing, like, a dope little story in the beginning to, like, hide little hints as, like, shit that would happen later. Just everything that was supposed to happen later never fucking happened. Because they changed everything.
So you had all these setups that never had a payoff.
So knowing like what we knew, we kind of realized it's still one of our favorites.
And who knows? Just like the RoboCop 3 script, even the RoboCop 2 script a little bit, a bunch of other rejected scripts kind of leak in.
Yeah.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah.
That's how shit falls apart. So I don't know. 8 is a treasured childhood memory for me.
Yeah, I always liked that, but it always stuck out just because of the whole fucking New York aspect of the whole
And shit. I do remember the whole marketing campaign when it was first coming out. Remember how we were ripping through the I Love New York sign, and they got in, like, a lot of trouble for that.
Yeah.
But how did it get released? How did it get that far in the process without somebody saying something?
You said it got made in how long?
It was, like, they started shooting in April.
It went from...
It released it in the last week of July that year.
Wow.
Start to finished in fucking like 4 months.
It doesn't even seem possible, but
it's probably one of the more hated but loved of the franchise for a lot of people.
But it's so crazy. Right. We're both like, they need to go back and remake this one the way you wanted to.
Like, that would be fucking insane.
Yeah. I remember when I first saw it, it was on USA when they were doing one of their Friday the 13th marathons. And I was a little dude. And I remember, like, oh, Jason Takes Manhattan. Well, Manhattan's New York. That should be interesting. And then, like, I'm like, by the time it was over, I was like, this should have been called Jason Takes a Boat.
Takes the Boat. That's what I said. Jason takes the Boat. Cruise. Yes.
They should just stuck it with, they should just called it Friday the 13th, Part 8, and just left it the fuck alone, because that didn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Really didn't.
No, but we figured out why, like, a lot of things didn't make sense.
And then that made it interesting again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have any hate for the movie, that's for sure. All Chad, right. What's yours? What's your first one?
I got to go with 6. 6 was always one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it had a lot of good scenes and deaths and lines, and that's whenever Jason, like, really becomes fucking Jason.
Yeah, when he becomes the impossible one to kill.
And it just... Tommy kills me in that one because he just fucks everything up. Whenever he gets arrested, he's like, I tried to kill him, man, but I fucked it up. That's the greatest line in the fucking movie.
Like, have I ever told you all the Judd theory?
No.
Okay, so me and my co-host for Graveyard Talk, Whitman, came over this a long time ago. Now, Pet Sematary. Judd is, I mean, Judd's the one that tells him you could do this, you could do that. Judd's the reason why all that shit happens, right?
Right.
And Jason Lives, Tommy is the Judd in that movie. He is the reason everything gets fucked up. He's the reason why fucking Horseshack gets fucking his heart ripped out. Mr. Cotter, for those that don't even remember, Mr. Cotter, welcome back, Cotter. I don't even remember. I wasn't born yet. I was a Nick and Knight kid. But yeah, like, he is the reason why all the bad shit happens this whole fucking time. And it's kind of, I don't know, I always loved this one, man. I really did. I think this one's a badass. A lot of familiar scenes, too.
Yeah, it was a dope movie. Like, and then that's whenever the whole, like, look at the red dot, you bang shit started happening. That shit just went for years.
Where the red dot goes, you bang.
Yeah.
I love it. No, I mean, that's such a good one, man. Like, and like I've talked about before, and I won't go into, like, I got this shirt from going to the Jason Lives camp and staying for a couple of nights, which was, it was just like you'd imagine. It was like fucking summer camp, but better. Right. And man, I swear, like learning so much about more about that movie, like I've always loved Jason Lives. And that's that's one of mine too, that's on my list as well. I mean, it's funny. It's got some memorable death scenes. I fucking love that one. I didn't mean to hijack your thing, but
no. I mean, that's what we talked about earlier. You know what I mean? Like, we're definitely gonna have the same picks for a reason because we fucking
It's a fun fucking movie. I mean, it really is. It's the returns, you know, especially part five where Jason wasn't actually in the fucking movie. Right. Got dressed for it. But I actually love that one too. And this was a great way to bring him back. And I love the fact that Tom McLaughlin, the director, his biggest inspiration is what I guessed a long time ago, Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. And Frankenstein's also a great, you know, classic monster.
I met all the Jasons at cons and shit. And then, like, the only, like, the two that always stood out to me, like, just talking to them and bullshitting, was always Kane and CJ Graham. They're both bullshit guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've yet to meet them. I want to meet both of them. Kane makes me nervous because I don't like being strangled. And I'm not going to try to fucking bulk up to fucking Kane Hodder, okay? I'd rather just go run into a wall with that.
Strangle you if you don't ask him to.
Yeah, but that's part of the fun.
I know, right? Like, you can't, like, meet Kane and not ask him to strangle you.
I mean, you look at a guy like me, like, you know, that's, you know, like, I mean, like a guy like you, Chad, you go up to Kane Hodder, you're like, can you not hurt me? You kind of look like an idiot around everybody else. So just strangle me and get it over with. One day it will happen, I'm sure.
Whenever he does, he really does. Like, he don't hold back. Like, he's.
Yeah, I've heard. That's scary. He's in there.
Like, he left the bruise on my neck because it makes for a good picture. It does.
Yeah.
Good reaction.
Everybody says that he leaves a bruise around their neck. I'm like, wow, that's fucking brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to fucking remind me after the show and shit, and I'll fucking send you the picture.
Okay, sweet.
And Six had a cool movie poster, too. I remember at my theater, they had a big banner of that. Owl's mask is up over the gravestone, and it's shining through. It says, real big, Jason Lives. But like you said with part five, because I agree, I said that earlier, it's like they had a checklist. It was almost a reboot.
Yeah, in a way, it kind of was.
Because the death scenes were like way better.
Part five's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious if part five's on anybody's list. I really am curious.
Oh.
Is it? All right, Chuck, you're up.
You are up.
So part five is my first one. and actually, so okay, first off, the thing is, like, Friday the 13th is a franchise that we all love. I mean, Jason is the uncanny, like, most infamous fucking, like, slasher, one of the most infamous slashers. The hockey mask is, everyone automatically knows who wears the hockey mask. Just about people who don't even like horror movies know. Just right. about. Just right. not all of, not everybody, but, you know. And I can pretty much put any of these on a list, okay? So I'm gonna go ahead. I'm actually, since Six was on yours, I'm actually retracting that because that just gives me a reason to talk about one more. So there we go on that one. So part five, the reason it's my first one that I'm gonna talk about is because it gets a lot of shit because Jason, like we said, is not actually in the film. Jason dies in the final chapter and they weren't planning on bringing him back. Well, they're like, I guess we probably should. I like it because it's a different outcome. And first off, if anybody wants to bitch about spoilers, you should have already seen these fucking movies. Why are you watching this?
Right? Why are you watching the show? Should
have seen all of them.
Yeah, right. Which also, by the way, I'm so glad. I meant to say this a minute ago. Shaney's on here. I hope he's still on here watching. He popped a minute ago and we started talking, and I forgot to say that, but I wanted to make sure Shane knew that he was recognized.
Sure he was on there for me.
Happy Hour News team, brother. I always like this one, man. This one, there's so many things about this film that I just enjoy the hell out of. I think the mother and son fucking rednecks are just fucking just ridiculously disgusting and just horrible people. Those are great characters and you can't wait for them to die. Miss Deborah Voorhees, who on Tell Us the Podcast, we did an interview with her recently because of her film 13 Fanboy, which brought a lot of people from the franchise back together. It's a pretty interesting movie. You should check it out if you haven't watched it yet. But she is one of my favorite girls of the whole franchise. Let's be honest. Not only does she have one of the coolest deaths, her and her boyfriend in the woods, she also had the best, of the franchise. But her death scene, like with the shit through her eyes, like that shit's fucking brutal to me. Anything with the eyes is fucking brutal to me. And then the boyfriend gets the fucking shit wrapped around his fucking eyes. I mean, it's, you know, great, great kill all around. Great scene all together. She's just part of the most memorable part of it. You also had Tommy Jarvis older and not Corey Feldman, who apparently he is psychologically damaged. And we learned that throughout this movie, which was actually supposed to be a setup for part six that never happened. And I'm kind of glad of that. This is another one of those that's just fun. It's kind of a mystery when you start, the famous scene where the dude gets killed by the axe. The bigger guy that everybody feels bad for when he gets fucking slaughtered. Because when I was a younger kid, I felt really bad for this kid. And you notice that the ambulance driver is a little pissed off and you're trying to figure out why. Then you forget about it and you figure out why at the end of it. But I like this one. I thought it was a good one. I think it gets a lot of shit and it's different, which is why other ones are on my list. So
the main reason why I didn't care for it, just because there is no Jason.
It's a lot like Halloween 3. But when you go back and watch it and you just make peace with the fact that, like, you already know that they're not really in it, and you go back and watch it, it's not that bad.
Right. Like, I do agree. Like, the kills in that movie were pretty dope.
Yeah. I love the kills. I mean, come on. I mean, you got the dude who gets killed in the fucking toilet.
Yeah.
Hey, baby. I mean, come on. That's fucking great. Like, everybody that dies, there are some really good fucking kills on that shit, man. There are. And Justin, I agree. Halloween 3 is fucking sweet.
I do too. That's what me and Dave were talking about. Like, as soon as you get like over the fact that like the main bad guy that they created, you know what I mean? Like the main slasher isn't in the film. Like, they're still dope movies.
Yeah.
When you're a kid and you watch it, you feel ripped off. And I think that's what my problem was. But going back to watch it now as an adult, like, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
see, like, the sheriff wouldn't have wore like a hockey mask. Like, I mean, I know like his stripes were blue, so it was technically different. Like, if he would have just wore like a totally different like type of mask, like I would have thought it'd been a better movie.
Well, but I like the idea that it was just a copycat. It was like, okay, this is right. What happened years ago, and let's bring back the legend a little bit, and then, you know, I thought it made sense, and I don't think it gets, you know,
it's a filler to me.
I mean, I understand. Dave, what's your next on your list?
Back to me.
Okay. Yeah, back to you.
I'll go with another one with some lovely childhood memories. Part four, the final. We seem to be working backwards. Part Dave, four, right. The final chapter. Whenever I had sleepovers with my friends in the summertime, it was a guarantee we were going to rent this one. I think it was this one in the gate, and probably Children of the Corn. I think we're like the guaranteed ones we would rent.
That's funny because me and my buddy used to rent Children of Corn 2 and Final Chapter all the time.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Yeah, I used to always rent Trolls.
Yeah. That or watching USA Up All Night. That we mentioned a lot on this show. We probably should
Between Joe Bob and Up All Night, yeah, that shit pretty much raised me.
I need to like bring that back somehow.
That was such a great show.
Have a new host.
Right? Hey, but they got Joe Bob on Shudder.
Right.
He's awesome. Starting a new season. Shudder.
As much as we plug you two on top of that,
right?
Do this show.
We should start tagging.
You feel like Eli Roth is like the host.
Do what?
So I would even like to see Eli Roth like host that show.
It wouldn't be the last drive-in
when it comes to horror movies.
It wouldn't be the last drive-in without Joe Bob. If they did something else with a different name with Eli Roth, I could see that.
I don't know.
I mean, bring back.
I like the ones with Rhonda too. Gilbert and Gottfried was my favorite, but I like the ones with Rhonda Shear too.
Well, that's what Shane was asking. So, whatever happened to Rhonda Shear? I've tried looking her up. I guess she does some modeling stuff here and there, or she does some stuff still, but I can't really find too much. I mean, I'm not looking in the right places, but believe me, I've tried to find me some Rhonda Shear.
She did a good job too. It was different. It was different with her. I remember she used to always have wrestlers on too.
Yeah. Gilbert Gottfried made me laugh, and Rhonda Shear made me realize what a boner was, because I got one every time I watched it. What is this strange feeling going on down here? Oh, that. Okay.
I don't know. Rhonda Shear was great.
And if you search for the final chapter on YouTube, you're almost guaranteed to find the scene with Crispin Glover. That little dance he did that I believe was supposed to be Back in Black or something. It was supposed to be a different song.
Yeah. Really?
Which makes a little more sense with the, well, no, it does. I'm making excuses for him. But, and I guess having Corey Feldman, I guess with a kid being a main character, you had somebody to relate to when you were that age.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned out to be the hero. Maybe that was part. And the bottom line, it was supposed to be the final chapter. This was the last one, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I want to get that cover tattooed on me.
Yeah. And it was a sweet one.
Yeah. I mean, that one's really good. That's one. I mean, I always remember renting that one, like we were talking about. And Jason was still pretty scary at that point. Still had that, like, it wasn't just like, but that's like where, like, part six, you know what I mean? So you had 1, 2, 3, and 4. Well, 2, 3, and 4, since Jason isn't the killer in the first one. Where Jason was, he was creepy. I mean, the movies themselves were creepy. They had a little, that they weren't just boom, 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 boom. They had a little bit of suspense to shit. And then when six came along, and from that point on, it was just Friday the 13th was fun. Mm-hmm. Fun. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
And four, I really love four.
Like a boogeyman. There was something about the eyes being blacked out, because it was the same with Mike Myers. They had the eyes blacked out, and they looked like a boogeyman.
Right. Yeah.
But it was a boogeyman that you rooted for, because we all wanted the kills. We all wanted the kill count.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And there was, for some reason, the kid that gets killed through the projector screen.
Yeah. He
gets stabbed, and he slides down with the blood. For some reason, that always stuck with me. I don't know.
Yeah. That always stuck with me. Remember, Crispin Glover is a dead fuck.
Yeah.
Like that's a damn good movie. That really is a damn good movie. That whole scene though with the guy watching the movie, and you're just like, I remember watching it as a kid, and I was like, oh, classic titties. Like you could always guarantee most of the time you're gonna see nipple. Unless it's part six, then you're not gonna see any in there. But that's okay. We let it slide.
It was such a staple of Friday the 13th.
Kind of the all the things you're not supposed to do is usually in this movie, you know, in this franchise in general.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Yeah. This is fun. I'm having a good talk with this. You go ahead.
Go ahead.
See, I was going to actually say the first one, just because that's where it all started and gave the concept for Jason. And just the fucking budget they had and all the shit they went through and all that shit. Like, they made a fucking dope-ass movie. Like, nobody had any clue that it was going to do as well as it did. They all thought it was going to be a fucking, like, another shitty old horror movie.
Yeah, dude.
It was always kind of a whodunit, though.
Yeah.
I it's always funny to me, like, that's the movie that you usually, like, if you're meeting people for the first time, and somebody's like, oh, you like horror movies? Like, you see my tattoos or whatever shit. They're like, oh, you know.
Right.
Like, it's like, oh, you know, I like Friday the 13th. I think Jason's really cool. I was like, well, you know, you always ask them that question. Who's the killer in Friday the 13th? Just like in Scream. Right.
Oh, and
that's when you know the true fans, and the ones that are complete full of shit are the ones that tell you that Jason's the killer in the first one, and they forget that Mommy was first.
Yeah, like, it started everything. Like, the whole fucking concept of the shit was just crazy.
And plus the cliffhanger at the end was insane when he jumps out of the water like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw the first one in theater. They were doing Scarefest in Lexington, and we went to Kentucky Theater. They were doing a showing of Friday the 13th, and Tom Savini was talking about this. I might have talked about this before. That's when I ran into Tom Savini while he was outside. Literally was pushed into him, and I thought he was going to kill me. And sitting behind us while the movie's going on is fucking Ari, fucking the first Jason. Right. And the whole time we're watching this movie, it was crazy because, like, I start hearing this guy behind just screaming and yelling at the screen. And I'm like, what the fuck? I turn around and I'm like, oh, that explains why he's screaming, "Don't fuck with my mom." And that, yeah. But when he comes out of the end of that fucking movie, dude, even when you know it's coming, like, you've seen the movie 1,000 times, but I'm watching it in a theater and it's fucking louder and shit. Right. Especially, I'm pretty sure that I was in a right mind frame and just that. It's all calm. And then it's boom. And every time you jump, even when you know it's coming, you know what I mean?
My adrenaline still pumps when he pops out of the water.
Yeah, like, apparently that wasn't even in the original cut. They kind of just added that in there.
Yeah.
If they were just going to end it with fucking her getting her head cut off.
Would have been a very different movie.
Yeah. And then it wouldn't have started this giant franchise either.
And who knew? But slasher movies weren't slasher movies back then. There was no subcategory of horror movie.
They're just horror films. Which, I mean, they are. I mean, the horror is as a whole. I mean, like, you know, there's so many different branches. Just like music, there's so many different branches of shit. And it's like, at the end of the day, it's a horror movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not a thriller. It's not a suspense movie. It's a horror movie.
Yeah, I think the first one absolutely should be on the list, no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like it should just be implied.
Like, yeah, that's
true. Yeah. It should just be on everybody's list. Like, I don't give a fuck if you like horror movies or not. Like, that should be on one of your lists as, like, your top movies.
Yeah, dude, I agree. It's a good one. It's a classic. Fucking classic.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, go for it.
Here we go.
It'll be this time.
Oh, I think you know it's going to be Dave.
Sweet.
My second choice.
Robot is Jason Goes to Hell.
Am I a robot?
No, you're not. You slowed down.
Okay, am I good now, though?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not now.
Wait a second. God damn it. All right, talk to her. Now it should be all right.
Okay.
Now you're okay.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay. Jason Goes to Hell. The reason I choose this one is because, like I said, this is just tonight's list. This is one of those questions where it always goes around, but these are the ones that mainly just pop up. But Jason Goes to Hell, probably the most hated, okay, out of the franchise. And I understand to an extent. A lot of the fucking movie doesn't make a bit of sense. No, Jason's not really technically in it the whole time. I mean, he's in other people's bodies. Yeah, the Necronomicon's kind of a thing in it. There's a whole thing with his sister, which we didn't even know was a thing. We didn't know that Jason could, you know, be a giant monster sperm and just go into people's mouths and try to tongue people and, you know, things like that. Like, we didn't know that he could do that. We were all pretty amazed. And then we were like, what the fuck is going on? And because it's still, you know, as a fan of this movie, I still watch this movie and go, what did I just watch? And there's even times where I question my fucking, like, thought process of me liking this movie.
It's kind of like, I mean, part 8 today.
Well, they could have, they could have, like, taken out the whole, like, hey, we have Jason burgers. Fun little thing to do on Friday the 13th.
I forgot about that.
You know, it's a little goofy. There's times they're really goofy. There is some gore in this. There's some good kills in it. But there's just a lot that doesn't make any sense. There's a special dagger and there's the whole fucking Voorhees home, and it's like, what, huh? How many fucking movies are you gonna mix into this fucking thing? Again, yes, it sounds like I'm trashing it, but honestly, I like the fucking movie. To me, when I first saw it, it also has, like, some nostalgic shit for it too. But it was totally different from any of the other ones, and I was like, oh, this is kind of a breath of fresh air. Now, of course, as I've gotten older, I realize that breath of fresh air is toxic waste, but I can recognize it for what it is, okay? But, and I honestly, I gotta say, I don't like the character of Creighton Duke. He annoys the ever-living shit out of me.
Yeah, he's quite the bitch.
He doesn't make any fucking sense. Why is he even there? Like, none of this makes sense. Why is Jason's sister so young looking and she's with the old-ass sheriff that could be her dad? Why? We don't know. It's just things that happen, and for some reason, people smoke a lot of pot when they make these fucking movies, and they go, hey, here's a great idea, and they go, hey, shoot that shit. You know? But again, it's a fun movie. Once you get past the stupid shit, it's a fun movie. I like the fact that it's different. I like the fact that it's got some interesting gore in it.
Yeah.
some things, there's surprises at every turn. You have no idea like what you're getting into if you've never seen this fucking movie, but you've seen all the others. I like the surprise. I mean, I'm also a Fulci fan, people. House by the Cemetery is one of my favorite films, and it doesn't make a goddamn lick of sense either. So I like Jason Goes to Hell. It's my second pick. So Dave, you must understand that I realize why you think it's garbage. But it's also the same reason people think it's garbage is the same reason why I like it.
There you go. Like, I don't hate it, but it's just not in my top. And I will say, like, I stood up and cheered when Freddy's Glove came out.
Oh yeah, of course.
I like the whole first scene when they like finally somebody's trying to take this guy down. Like, law enforcement's actually getting involved. That's right. After all these years. I just like the whole body swapping thing did not need to go on for as long as it did. I think overall, I think I just felt ripped off again because Jason was hardly like he didn't come back to the end of the third act. And right. I think that's kind of what it was. So maybe I should go back and watch this one too. I did forget about Jason Burgers.
Like I said, now if you're already kind of iffy about the movie now, I realize as you got older and watch this movie. All those fucking concerns in your head of being a horror fan and liking this movie are still there. They're still there, and they're probably going to be even worse. Like, why the fuck does Jason feel like he needs to be the cop and shave? We don't understand. Does Jason even know how to shave? Like, I understand, like, fucking throwing a machete and fucking stabbing people. That's just fucking nature, right? You stab something and it bleeds. Now, no one taught Jason how to shave his face. So why? Why does he even, like, you know what I'm talking about? The scene where he's got the dude slabbed out and he's like, he's got to shave his face before he, like, oh, that's probably one of my biggest fucking pet peeves. Huh?
That was a really polite way of saying, Dave, don't waste your time.
It's just funny. It's like someone saying, hey, have you seen this movie? You're like, no, should I watch it? And they're like, no.
I'm a horrible rep for this movie, but I do love this fucking movie. I do. I do. Yeah. But I also like Chris, you know, all the time, but people love this fucking movie. And it's somewhat understandable why.
Turned into a robot for a hot second. But you're better now.
Am I all right now? Yeah, my shit popped up and said that I was having some connection issues because this shit sucks. But Spectrum. We'll give you the best bit that you can get.
I didn't mind part 9. Like Jave said, though, like I could use more Jason, but I did like the fact that like Kane pretty much kills himself in this movie in a weird way.
Yeah, Jason ended up being a big old pussy anyway.
Yeah.
Lose at 11.
Like, that was just pretty funny. And then, like, the Freddy thing at the end, like, that was dope. Like, I was definitely a huge fan of that part. Like I even have, like, my Jason tattoo is the mask from Jason Goes to Hell. Like, it has, like,
the that's awesome.
And shit.
Like, yeah. I feel like they probably, it would have been better had they start setting up the end within a couple movies. Maybe brought the Necronomicon in and brought the, like, started... Instead of trying to do it all in one movie, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, because they kind of try to pack everything into that at once. And then we got the whole fucking, like, the joy of waiting fucking, what, 20 years for Jason versus Freddy?
Oh, yes.
Which, I mean, I think it was worth it. I love that movie. But
and they didn't even cast Kane as fucking Jason.
That was the only thing. Oh, that was the only thing. Because I was going to pick Jason X, but literally as the show went on, I was starting to change my pick to Freddy versus Jason. And I think I'm going to go with Freddy versus Jason.
It's a good one.
So we had to wait till 2003 to find, because remember at the end of Jason Goes to Hell, Freddy's glove pops up. And of course, Jason Goes to Hell was the first one by New Line Cinema, finally. So it looked like we were going to finally get this movie way back then. This is 1993, Jason Goes to Hell came out.
Which is funny though, because the hand that pulled the mask down into the ground was Kane Hodder. Wearing the Freddy glove.
But we always wanted to see Kane versus Robert. At least I did. Right. I don't know if it really mattered, but for some reason, I just wanted to see Kane versus Robert.
Yeah, I know he was pissed he wasn't in that movie.
But anyway, 2003, Freddy versus Jason came out, and I remember going to the theater to see it. I wore my sweater. I wore my glove. I got high as a motherfucker.
I'm pretty sure we went together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I even, like, I was so into it. I was getting the people coming into the theater set on different sides. I was like, Freddy's on this side. Yeah. Jason's on this side.
That's awesome.
Shit separated.
We were on the Freddy side, and every time someone sat on the Jason side, I would give them shit. Yeah, I got really fucked up when I went to go see it.
Yeah.
But I had a great time.
We did.
Great time. Dude, it's so much fun. It's such a fun fucking movie.
Yeah.
I mean, they went through so many different fucking scripts for Jason, Freddy versus Jason. Well, and they finally, like, some of them were really ridiculous. Like, they talk about it on the documentaries and shit that you can watch on all that. But I like the way that they put things together with this when they mixed. I mean, the story was perfect. How they would meet, you know.
I think there was one script where they fought in a boxing ring. There was another, like Freddie morphed into a sledgehammer or something. There was a lot of like bad stuff. I don't even know how many scripts they went through. I'm sure it was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really happy with it.
Yeah, it was a dope. I've probably seen that one.
Great soundtrack too.
Yeah.
Out of all of them, the one I've probably seen the less was part two. But
that you've seen the least?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
so you're probably five.
It's probably a cross between five and two.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, Jason and Freddy was pretty fucking dope. Like, it was definitely for horror fans, like one of the big things that we didn't miss.
And they connected. It was cool to see Weston Hills come back. The Hit Right. Missile came back. There was a lot of little throwbacks.
Yeah.
There were all, I think Alice was supposed to be in one of the scripts too. She was supposed to come back. And
yeah, I think she was.
Tina, I think Alice, I think some of the survivors of both movies were supposed to come back at one point. I don't know.
Which would have been cool if they would have done it right. But I think the way they did it was pretty good. I mean, yeah, and some of the good kills too.
Yeah, I don't think you could get a whole lot better the way you did with that. Yeah, all things considered.
All the scenes with both of them in it, like, they were all great too. Like, I always like the party scene whenever Jason first shows up. Like, that fucking scene, like, that's the greatest shit ever.
And I liked all the way it starts with Freddy.
Just telling a little story.
Yeah.
That whole intro, and then Freddy turns to his mom, and I don't know. I don't think they could have got a whole lot better than what we did with. It was good to see Freddy a little darker.
Yeah. Yeah, he was definitely darker in this one.
You know, he was still Freddy, but he wasn't part six Freddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't the Wicked Witch of the West on a broomstick flying outside the fucking door.
He went back. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I like all those movies. We'll have to do those sometime too. But Jason, man, was just always like, yeah, I forgot my fucking train of thought on that one. Go on.
And always going to see him at the theater was always the best because of when the kill scene would happen.
Yeah.
You hear everybody go, ooh, or start laughing, start clapping. It was just, that was a lot of fun.
I love going, like, when it came to seeing Freddy versus Jason in theater, it was pretty packed in old Winchester when I went and saw it. And you would have that like big side, like big jumble of people in the back that would just like yell at the girls, bitch, get up, bitch, run, bitch. And you just like, you can't get mad at him because this just kind of happens in these kind of movies because you're kind of feeling the same fucking way. You're like, just fucking go. Like, yeah, I thought it was a good movie. I enjoyed it a lot.
I love it too.
I just remember sitting there like just waiting for Freddy to get all this fucking power so he could just fuck shit up. Because you knew, like, once he could get in there, like, he was, it was over.
When he popped out of the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, that, because they had that in the trailer, and I was, oh, man, that, yeah. I was like, take my fucking money right now. And Freddie even takes the machete at one point. Oh, it was just so good. They sold it as there was supposed to be a decisive winner, which there kind of wasn't, but I was okay with that. Because how are you going to end it? Like, seriously.
You don't want to piss off a bunch of horror fans.
Yeah, I think that's the way you could have done it.
Yeah, it would have made sense. It would have made sense. Yeah, they're going to beat the shit out of each other, but I mean, I love the end of it, where Jason's got Freddy's head, and he just kind of winks. But it's like, I feel like Jason won it. I feel like Jason, I feel like he kicked his ass enough, and he's carrying his fucking head, you know?
Or was Jason a nightmare? Or was Jason in a nightmare?
Oh, I never even thought about that. I would like to think that Jason won that one. We're just gonna say, I
like that shot at the end in the water, and they leave it on there just for a couple seconds to be like, who's gonna pop out of the water? Who's gonna pop out of the water? And it was Jason.
Yeah, that whole scene fucking cracks me up too, whenever fucking Freddy's like slicing the fucking valves open and the fucking things are shooting out like torpedoes and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah,
like that shit was fucking great. And that was like the old Freddy shit, like he would do back in the day.
Remember when they killed that Destiny's Child chick? Fucking Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, he launched her fucking up against that tree, right?
Well, I love the fact that like he pulled her nose off because she was all about like,
Yeah, right.
But do you remember what famous line he brought back but changed it up just a little bit for that scene, which probably wouldn't go very well today?
Got your nose?
How sweet dark meat.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I thought it was funny, but I'm sure somebody would bitch about
it. The whole theater laughed whenever we saw it. Because he never said that kind of shit before. Like,
yeah, everybody just laughed. It wasn't like a big fucking thing. Everybody just laughed.
Yeah, not like now. Mm-hmm. Nobody's allowed to laugh anymore. We're all allowed to laugh. Everything's bad. Canceled. The show's canceled right now. It's been canceled forever.
And nobody, you can't have an opinion unless you agree with mine, right?
Right.
Exactly.
We're not like that at the video store.
I would like to see them make another one. Like,
yeah, because it was really successful. Freddy versus Jason.
Like, I know Rob wants to play Freddy one more time, and I'm sure Kane would not be opposed to playing Jason.
Yeah, they were talking about a sequel for the longest time. Even to this day, I think they've been talking and throwing somebody else in the mix. Even Ash was supposed to get thrown in at some point, which would actually kind of make a little bit of sense because the Necronomicon, if you brought that back. But it never happened.
Yeah.
And you can't replace Rob.
Yeah, man, you really can't. And
failed miserably.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we won't get on that one yet.
Ugh. And I just he's a little bit older. I would understand if he doesn't want to play that part anymore.
Yeah.
You could be mad at him, but you can't replace him. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Did he really?
He's had interviews and he said he'd still play
for him. He's got love for him, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But if he said he didn't want to do it anymore, I wouldn't be mad at him.
Yeah,
well, I think that'd be a good option to retire too if he did one more, because then it just went full circle. Like he could stop where he pretty much got recognized.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, he could still fucking do it. There's no doubt in my mind that man has one more movie in him when it comes to Freddy. I mean,
I've been watching a shitload of Freddy's Nightmares lately, and it's still fucking.
I watch that shit every Saturday night.
I got a few of those on VHS over here too.
Because that Laura Parr, whatever the fuck chick,
mm-hmm.
she was in the first episode.
Oh, and that was such a good show too. If they would have went, because they started the show with him, a young Freddy. It was like a prequel kind of before that was a word. They started doing it back then. We have to do Freddy's Nightmares one night.
Yeah, it's like a whole backstory. I wonder if we could do that on like a live fucking stream and we watch that and fucking chill out.
That's not a bad idea. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, we could do like a fucking, that'd be dope. But I don't know if we can get away with it.
Probably not. Well, it's worth a try. I'll try it.
We'll see.
It's pretty dope.
Chad, what's your last pick?
I got lost. You're bringing back so many memories.
Yeah. I've been cycling. Now I got to go back and watch all these fucking movies again.
But I did like Jason X, though. Jason X gets a lot of shit, too. But
it was an interesting idea. It was fun. It's a fun one. It's not one I watch that much at all, though.
I just think it's fun, though. Definitely fun.
Yeah, I always liked that one.
I mean, it gets bonus points for the kills, like the one with the chick face freezes. So we got a different kill. That's kind of cool. I like that. And and the fact that it brought back the holograph thing. Where he's got the girls and they're like, oh, how about we have some marital sex and smoke, do drugs. And he puts them in the back in the sleeping bag and pounds them. I remember when I saw that in the theaters, everybody was like cheering at that one part that they're like, yes, yes. And then you realize that
and they set it up so perfect. They had like the little dialogue first and they cut away to something. I don't remember what. And then when they cut back, he's slamming her against the tree of the sleeping bag and everybody's just going nuts.
Good stuff. It's such a memorable thing, But they've had Freddy or not Freddy shit. They've had Jason do the bad or the sleeping bag thing a couple of times since the original time.
First one was in 7.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the first time he did it.
Yeah.
And
I'm just gonna go with 7 because I'm pretty sure we've fucking really talked about all these movies tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm all right with 7.
I love 7. It's a very underrated one.
Like, I mean, I'm not gonna like. I mean, I like the whole franchise pretty much in a whole. Like, I can watch any one of them at any given time, really.
I like seven too, and like, give them credit again. They tried to do something different. Yeah, and I love Jason's look in part seven. That's my favorite. Jason.
I do. He looked like a monster. Like, mm-hmm. when he took his mask off, and she like, that was that monster feel. That's like he's really come into his own. You know,
that's what I pretty six much and seven. The one that I made was part seven.
Yeah, yeah.
You can see his ribs coming out, his spine's coming out. Like, it just looks fucking sick. Like,
yeah,
it looks fucking brutal. I love the whole Tina aspect. I love that whole. I think that's cool. That goes back to changing it up a bit. You know what I mean? Yeah. When you're a kid and you get into these fucking movies, and it's like, oh, Friday the 13th, A New Blood, and you're like, that just sounds fucking cool. I want that. What is this? And you realize he's going up against a fucking like troubled kid that's got psychic abilities. Okay, look at how much fun they have in that movie. You know what I mean? When it comes to all that, I think it's a great one. They have so many great elements of all the movies in seven, and also it's got Bernie Lomax as the shithead therapist.
Well, me and Dave was talking earlier too. Like, it has like one of the most like memorable like attack scenes towards Jason. Whenever she fucking smashes the light bulb on his face and he falls through the fucking steps.
And they had that.
Yeah, I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Too. Yeah. Like, that's like the fucking greatest scene ever.
That's the scene that always comes to mind in my head when somebody says part seven.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that this time, like, the hero's kind of cursed too with this ability, kind of like the same way Jason's cursed. So you got the hero and the villain, and it's this time it's somebody tough for Jason to go up against. Because who do you put up against Jason? Like, he, by this point, by part seven, he's pretty much invincible.
Right.
So who you get, and he had a formidable foe in Tina, I believe.
Yeah. Do I sound okay? Because I kind of lost you for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good, but you're frozen. But you're working your way back to normal.
Okay. Okay, yes, we just did with you all. Okay, anyway.
Your way back to normal.
We're so close. Come on. We're so close, phone. Fuck me.
So close.
But yeah, I love part seven. I'm glad that one you chose as your first one, because I do like that one a lot.
Yeah. And like, I mean, like I said, we pretty much talked about all of them anyway. Except for part two. It's the only we really didn't cover two and three, right?
Two and three, yeah.
You know, it's funny you should say that.
we can always count.
I try my best. Number two is probably that's my favorite one. There's something about, you know, nothing against any of them, you know, especially the original and all that stuff. But when it comes down to Jason Voorhees, it's the first movie where he is the official killer. You kind of remember him as the kid at the very end of it. You knew the story plot from the original one. And he's got a fucking sack on his head, and that's fucking creepy. I love the atmosphere of this fucking movie. It reminds me of when I was a camp counselor for a little while. I was a camp counselor for a little while back in the day. I was a junior counselor. But yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. I was a camp counselor. I actually got in trouble and was told I could never be a camp counselor again because I got in trouble of one of the shirts I was wearing.
Sounds like some shit I would.
It's a fucking church camp kind of thing, and a church affiliated camp, and I was wearing a Metallica shirt and they told me to take it off, so I went and changed. Well, when we got on the buses to go back home, the final day, I put it back on. We were on the bus, and I got reprimanded, and they said, we can't let you do this ever again. And I'm like, oh, okay. The kids love me, though. But all right. Yeah. What can you do? But I think that, like I said, Jason is creepy in this one. It still has those moments where, just like the original, you know, you get those moments where you're just like, holy fuck, okay, all right. This is awesome. You know, this is why I love this fucking movie. It's definitely my number one, and always is my number one. I like the fact that he uses a pickaxe too.
Yeah.
You know, of course, I mean, everybody, cause we it's kind of funny, cause we totally did leave out part three, which, I mean, he gets the iconic.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, but part three is a great one too. I love that one too. But that one, for some reason, I don't know. It always ends up getting mixed up my list sometimes. But sometimes, if I'm in the mood, I could have also went four, three, two and one and just did it that way. See, I just had different moments, but tonight that was the list that you got for me on that one. Mm-hmm. But part two is great. I think it's awesome. And it has one of those, and the beginning of it is fucked up.
Yeah.
The beginning of it, you know, it goes and gets, and he finds Alice and she's on the phone and she's, you know, she's in the shower, all that shit. She's on the phone with her mom, all that. And opens the refrigerator. There's the mom's severed head. And then right. That's memorable as fuck. That's one of those moments where like, okay, I'm down for the guy. I'm in for this. I'm a long haul on this shit. And the ending of it, when he comes crashing through the window, you see his face. I mean, it's pretty memorable stuff. And part two, yeah.
Friday the 13th. First big reveal. And if you survive, you never survive the sequel. Nobody, that was like one of the rules back in the day. You never survived the sequel.
Well, the thing is, though, I mean, what's her fucking name? The final chick in the second one, she doesn't come back to the third one. The third one has a totally different story from all that. And, you know, and I guess in a way I put two and three almost kind of like they're kind of head to head.
Yeah, that's, I get them mixed up. I get two and three mixed up a lot.
Yeah. And, but the thing is, we also can't forget though, Friday the 13th 3D, man, part three, it's cheesy fun. It's cheesy fun. I actually have the 3D glasses for the 3D DVD, which I might watch that shit tomorrow. Anyway,
I just showed Dave mine that came with my one set that I have. I think I have like four different Friday the 13th box sets. Because they're all fucking different.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
Part three had the best opening credits out of all of them.
What was the
stop on his like mom's head. It had the credits like flying at
you. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, because they continued. They always continued. That's what it was. They always continued. Well, they did for a while. They continued. Like you got to see the last few minutes of the one before, and then it would. Which right. I used to write my stories that way because of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, fucking Friday the 13th. I mean, we went through our list, all that shit, but we also got to talk about like, what is y'all's opinion of the video game?
Which one?
Well, the newest one.
The newest one, I never got to play, but I've seen a lot of footage from it, and it looks awesome. A lot of people say it sucks, but I think it looks awesome.
I had a lot of fun with it. I love that game, but it's more fun playing live than just playing it like, because like when you're not playing it live, then you can pick to be Jason every fucking time. That isn't an issue, right. But you're playing with robots. And when you're playing online, you never know if you're Jason, but there's a lot of fun that goes into it as long as you get a bunch of jackasses that are that actually would help, because there's parts of this game. If you want to beat this game, it takes like three different people. So you have to get in sync with people that you're playing with in order to do a few things. Like you have to get Jason's mask. You have to knock it off his face. You have to get Tommy has to be, you know, when you show it back up as Tommy. If Tommy's one of them, you have to make sure that he shoots Jason and stuns him, all this fucking shit. I was the dumbass that I had the mask one time when playing, and I couldn't figure, I was like, what do I do? And I was on the thing, like, come on, dumbass. And I ruined the game for everyone.
Sounds like fun. We should all play that one night.
It is fun.
I'm that guy that's been mad because I haven't played it yet. Like, I hear it like, I hear if you're Jason, it's a lot of fun.
Well, what sucks is for me is my PlayStation 4 is what I have it on. And my PlayStation 4, we'll just say, he got knocked in the floor a while back, and the HDMI port on it is all bent up, and it won't play. I can't get anything to connect.
What was it playing whenever it got knocked on the floor a while back?
Huh?
So what was it playing whenever it got knocked on the floor a while back?
Actually, YouTube. We won't talk about it. It wasn't me. Let's just put it that way. But so, like, now I have to get it again because my son has an Xbox One, so I'm trying to get one of those at some point, whatever. I'm not flat fucking broke, and so I can get back and doing that kind of shit, because it's a lot of fun. It really is, dude. Get, you know, pour you a few drinks, have you some smoke, you know, put your headset on and fucking, you know. And if you're Jason, dude, it's so much fun. Just kill everyone.
Yeah,
it's a good one. It's
opposite of that. I am very familiar with the Nintendo game from 1988.
That we are
right.
It's a terrible time.
Oh, that's a rough time. I have a very love-hate relationship with that game. I finally beat it when I was an adult.
We have videos of the original Friday the 13th video game on our YouTube channel.
Actually, I did a speed run one time.
Really? That game was so hard. I mean, I was little when that came out.
Yeah.
But dude,
I thought you crushed that shit. Mm-hmm. Like 15.
That game was so fucking hard though.
Yeah, it was a pain in the ass. I could never beat it as a kid. Like it took me forever to figure it out.
Was it that one or like which one was it where you couldn't beat the main character? Like was it Friday the 13th or was Nightmare on Elm Street you couldn't beat Freddy?
Neither one you could.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So lame because of course you want to be fucking Jason. Of course you want to be Freddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The same people that are putting out that put out the Friday the 13th game are putting out the Texas Chainsaw Massacre game coming out soon. I've got a buddy of mine who's actually getting a sneak peek at playing it, and I don't know shit because I'm not supposed to know shit. But it sounds like there's been some things that have been changed around. I hope it's going to be pretty cool because I've been waiting on a Texas Chainsaw Massacre game for fucking ever. But yeah, hopefully they do a pretty good job. I like the game Friday the 13th. If you get a chance to fucking get it, it's worth it. It's a lot of fun. But it is more fun to play it when you have other people connected and all that shit.
I don't think there's been a chainsaw game since Atari 2600, has there? Or has there?
Shit, was there an Atari game for Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah.
I feel like I knew that. I never played this shit. I mean, I used to have an Atari when I grew up when I was little because my dad had one.
I was heading the what? When did Richard write that?
I think part three. Like I said, two and three get bunched together with me.
See, yeah, like I said, I like the whole franchise, but most of the ones I watch are like the ones one like six and up is usually like once Jason becomes like the iconic Jason everybody knows, like that's usually the ones I watch the most.
It was about part six I forgot to mention is that Alice Cooper song.
Yeah.
Dude. When we were pulling in, like we were getting close to the camp, right? Like it's been a long fucking drive. We're getting close to the camp and we're like blasting that up in my buddy's car. We're all like, yeah. And because it's what the man without a face. What is it? Yeah.
Man in the mask.
Yeah, man in the mask. And like we're driving and we're blasting it up, and then we get lost. And we're like, so we had to keep pushing restart on the song every time. We're like, had to stop one place and check in. And then it told us where it was at. We didn't turn the right place. So we're like, all right, just push play on the song again. And eventually we played it like three times before we actually got to the fucking where we need to go. Fucking stupid. We looked like a bunch of amateurs. It was dumb. Of course, if people were there that had been there, that was like their second and third time doing that shit. And I'm like, really? Which I do. I get it. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, yeah, definitely. You know, I got to say, I'm going to go ahead and just fucking throw us under the bus on this. We have been pretty shitty about these fucking comments. We haven't talked. Answered a lot of them,
yeah, because I really didn't want to interrupt anybody that was talking, but I have been reading the comments all the way through.
That's what I was asking. I saw Richard wrote that about.
Justin definitely agrees with all your picks, Chuck. Yeah. Out with both 5 and 9.
Yeah.
And his mom's head, I know was in 3, but was it also in 2? Like I said, those two meshed together with me. I don't know why.
Hey, JB, who got in trouble for making fun of kids?
You did.
I did?
Yeah. Out, when you were a counselor, he was saying you got in trouble for making fun of kids, not because of the teacher.
I actually did not, but I will tell you this, though. I did the next best thing. That was something else that got me in trouble. They had, like, a little talent show thing for, like, the kids. Like, they were, like, little kids one year that I was there. And I taught them all chicken hunting by ICP. So I just got the only thing that I did was like they marched around and I was like, who's going chicken hunting? And they're like, we're going chicken hunting. And I didn't even realize how bad that actually was. And I got a reprimand for that as well. That was a great, great person.
Richard, why do you think the Jason versus Freddy's the worst?
I have not seen all of them, but Jason versus Freddy was the worst. Well, you can't really say Jason versus Freddy was great. You don't understand where it all comes from. Of course you did. Yeah, Justin, I did. What of it? Whoop, whoop. Got my face on my glass right now, buddy.
I like to hear people that don't agree with me as, like, if I like a movie, I like to hear people that say they hated it or vice versa, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just.
It wasn't corny. It was fun.
It was fun. See, that's what I'm saying. Again, if you haven't seen all of them, I don't really see how you can, you know what I mean? Like, that movie was made. That's another thing. Freddy vs. Jason was made for, like, they were made for us, the hardcore fans, the ones that have been waiting for, you know what I mean? The ones that have seen the movies 1,000 fucking times. And we've been waiting since we were fucking 12 to see this shit, you know?
Because always whenever we would rent these movies as kids, when we had sleepovers or the summertime and shit, the question always was, who would win in a fight with Freddy versus Jason?
Exactly. Exactly.
We wanted to see this movie our whole lives.
Yeah.
I totally disagree
that you said it was a horrible crossover. It was a damn good movie. And believe me, some of the other ideas they had did not make any fucking sense. This one made perfect sense. And it worked. I'm going to totally not be salty about somebody not liking it. Watch the fucking other movies. This is my opinion. It's a movie for everyone that's seen both sides.
Yeah, like the hardcore fans have seen both sides like a million times.
Yeah, but that's okay though, because, you know, just there's times where I wish I haven't seen a shit ton of fucking horror movies so I could have something to look forward to. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to be a dick or nothing, man. I'm really not. I may come off that way, but I'm really not being that way. I'm a little aggressive. I need supervision. But anyway.
Yeah, like I always like totally listen to somebody that doesn't have the same opinion as me.
I like friendly debates.
Yeah, right. Like totally. And like you might explain something to me. I never thought of it that way before.
Right.
And I'm gonna do the same for you. So whatever this fucking stupid culture is with not having, like, you can't have an opinion. Stop it.
Fuck that shit. We could all have opinions. We could all disagree, and we could all have our little friend spats about stupid shit. It's all part of it. That's part of the fun about being like doing this shit. That's part of the fun about like us like being fans. You know what I mean? So, you know, small friendly debates are great. I always hate those debates that turn into fucking fights. Turn them into fights. You know what I mean? You get your points across, and you're like, okay, this is why I said this, this is why I said that, and then you go, all right. After you yell and curse each other, you shake hands and go, all right, we agree to disagree, but good.
Yeah, Richard, watch it again, then text me and let me know what's up.
And just to think some opinions are just wrong.
Yeah, Justin and I are very similar, but Justin is not as nice as I am sometimes. And that's why I love him. That's why you're my bro, dude. Just so you know.
Whew. Yes, Justin will be brutally honest, which is nice.
I'm pretty brutally honest, but as I've gotten older, I try to give people multiple chances until they don't get the hint, and then I have to fucking be like, hey, now you're crying. I'm sorry. Can't say I didn't warn ya. Hey, yo.
This has been a good time. I like this one.
Yeah,
no, that's a good idea. The Hellraiser movies are a good idea. A good
one. I mean, I am a fan.
I just might do that one next week.
See, that's what sucks. Yeah. I don't have any Hellraiser tattoos yet, but that's why this top of this hand is supposed to be for the puzzle box.
There you go, sir. See, I don't have any Friday the 13th tattoos, man. Right. I was planning on putting. I was actually originally going to do either the cover of Jason Goes to Hell right here to kind of mesh up with some other shit. But now I'm kind of like conflicted because I've been going back and forth between Final Chapter and Jessica Goes to Hell. But ultimately, I have no money for it right now anyway, so there's no point in even thinking about it.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to do a Hellraiser one day.
I'm cool with that. Can we just do the first three? I mean, the first four? No, we can talk about all. But actually, you know, I like the way we did this. I like we've done this. This has been a good show. Instead of going through the whole franchise, we go through the ones we prefer. And I think this has been a very fun time.
We pretty much touched on the whole franchise, going through the ones that we like.
And my favorite Hellraisers are definitely going to be the first three.
Yeah.
Save that.
Talking about it now, though. That's funny.
But we're not, damn it. Yeah. I know, because it's been fun. And I'm with Justin on this, too. Phantasm would be fun.
Yeah.
I think we need to talk about Angus. That'd be a good one, too. We need to have a meeting sometime and discuss this shit, because we need to start to. I think our angles are franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be good stuff. But any final thoughts on Friday the 13th? And we'll close the store for tonight.
One of the greatest franchises of all time.
That's what I was about to say.
I think that's all you really need to say.
That's all you need. Yeah, that's definitely all you need to say.
Wonderful. Well,
excellent.
I thank everyone in the chat for listening and watching tonight. It's been a wonderful trip down memory lane for me, that's for sure. I enjoy talking about these movies and all franchises like it. But do you gentlemen have anything to plug before we lock up the store for the evening?
I do not at the moment until we get this shit edited out, right?
Dave?
Actually, I do have a little thing to plug here. Besides, once again, we plugged the Tales of Shock and Terror comic book here from Mr. JB, myself, Chuck Nasty, and Uncle Ron Pertee. There we go. There it is right there. Go to all the links that JB has posted over here in the comments, or just check it out on Facebook, and you can find the links to our pages. Tell us from the podcast .com. God, what the fuck? Go there, and you can find all that shit on that. And also, we were supposed to play a show in Louisville, Kentucky at Metal Monday on the 23rd of this month. We were supposed to play with a band called Bad Wizard, and unfortunately, Bad Wizard had to cancel, and we had trouble finding bands. So if you're in Louisville, Kentucky, and want something to do, go to Highlands Tap Room on the 23rd, okay? It's an evening with Bastard Sons of a Judas Goat, and we have got some interesting things planned. Yep.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And as always, Chuck's band, available anywhere, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, Facebook. Check them out. If you're a metal fan, even if you're not a metal fan, if you're into hard rock, give them a listen.
Like Doom, if you like it doomy, if you like it sludgy, you like it atmospheric, you like it heavy. We got it all for you, baby.
That was beautiful, man. Well, for Video Store Clerks, we are your clerks. Join us every Wednesday night at 9:30. We'll be back with you next week. I'm Dave.
Chad.
Chuck.
Thank you again. The store is closed.
This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store. This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store.